Okay, today's daf is Beit Sadaf Gimel. As we started a new Masechta, and yesterday we spoke about the principles of Nolad, and today we're going to talk about another Muksa factor, another Muksa aspect, Halacha, and that comes up here on the top of Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about if an egg is laid on Shabbos, Echad Beis HaShanolda B'Shabbat, Echad Beis HaShanolda B'Yantif, you can't move it. It's Muksa, as we would call. E Matal Tadrasa, Lo L'Chasos Ba Esakli. One cannot use it to cover up a kli, below lismach bo kari amita, or use it to support a bed. B'chodu, it's muksa. So, can't use it to cover a kli. The discussion here, let's just finish the braisa. Ava kofa las a kli b'shvil shlo tishaver. But one is allowed to use it, use a kli to cover it so that it doesn't break. Rav Rashi points out that's against Rabbi Yitzchak. We don't pass it like Rabbi Yitzchak. It's against Rabbi Yitzchak that the Rabbi Yitzchak says that one cannot move a kli elo tzarach davar hanital. Right? If I'm not allowed to move anything for the sake of muksa, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you're allowed to move something for the sake of muksa as long as one is not moving muksa. The issa d'rabbanan is to move the muksa itself. But if I want to move something to protect the muksa, that we paskin is allowed. Good. Says Tosfos now on top, quoting Rashi. Pirish Rashi demehak raisa parachasam l'Rabbi Yitzchak damar ein sarach the kli nital el sarach davar anital. Right. This raisa is a kasha on that Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, I'm not allowed to move something to cover up the muksa. Let's say the egg is sitting there. I can't take a bowl. A bowl is a kli shemalachta laheter. A bowl is not muksa. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, you can't pick it up to cover the egg. So what does Rabbi Yitzchak do with this raisa? So Tosfos quotes Rashi's answer, Bitsarech libko moshel kli. Maybe it was, let's say, Rabbi Yitzchak would interpret, I needed the spot where the bowl was, so I picked up the bowl. I'm allowed to pick up the bowl if I need the place where the bowl is. Tsarech bekomo. And even Rabbi Yitzchak would agree that once the bowl is in my hand, I could put it down wherever I want. And then I could take it and cover the egg. Right, this is also the approach that's used by Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim. Tosfos and Pesachim discusses what happens if one finds chametz on Pesach. So you don't want to, and it's yantif. So the chametz is muksa. So you can't move the muksa. So what do you do? So, but you don't want anybody to come eat it. So says Tosfos there, vav amen aleph in Pesachim, ava gav d'ika laman d'amar, even though there's a shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, ein kli nital al-dar avar hanital. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, how do you cover your chametz? How does the Brisa say you're allowed to cover the chametz with a kli? Ika l'ukmi mitzarach l'mkomo. First answer of Tosfos, as it says here, tzarach l'mkomo, you need the spot where the bowl was, so you pick up the bowl, and once the bowl is in your hand, then you can use it to cover up the chametz. Tosfos there gives another answer though. Inami hachashari mishubdil ma'azil ha'mechle. Maybe here is different because by chametz, because you don't want to come to eat it. There's a chashashis or karis. You want to make sure you have protection. So even though, what does it sound like for the second day of Tosfos? Even though it's kind of muksa and you're not allowed to do it, Rabbi Yitzchak would allow you to do it if it was protection of an iser karis. That's the second answer of Tosfos. Dil ma'asil ha'mechle. Here, we're worried that you're going to eat it and therefore you're allowed to do it. So the fact that Tosfos has a second answer there maybe tips us off that what Tosfos says here is not so simple. Right? What does Tosfos say in both places? The Tzarach Lekomo answer. Right? If I, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're not allowed to move this bowl for muksa. But once it's in my hand, once I picked it up beheter, Tzarach Lekomo, so then I'm allowed to continue and put it wherever I want. If we look in, interesting, just the Ritva there in Pesachim on Davav gives a parallel. Gives a parallel, says the Ritva. Kasav HaRitva, Niran HaDvarim, Dafilu Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to do it. and even if it's not Tzarach Mekomo, meaning acknowledging Tosfos' first answer, Sharina Tiltul Drabbanan Kedish Lo Yavul De Yisr Torah, like Tosfos' second answer, you don't want to come to eat it, Kiddash Kechinan, just like it, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, De Sharinan Levatal Kli Mehechano Laman Da'amar Tzar Balechayim Da'araisa. The Gemara there says, let's say there's an animal that's suffering, that's drowning in the water. I'm allowed to stick a pillow or something underneath so the animal could go on top of the pillow to save the animal from suffering. Even though now the animal is muksa, it's going to be on top of this pillow, and now I've created muksa. What's called mivata kli mehechano. I'm putting something underneath muksa, so now it's not going to be able to be used. But I'm allowed to do that. Litzarech tzar balechayim. So meaning the Ritva gives an example. There's a tzarech. If there's a tzarech gadol, so then I'm allowed to violate the iser d'rabbanan and amuksa, and that is the parallel that the Ritva gives to the second answer of Tosfos. Good. We'll get back, if we have time at the end, to general muksa issues. Let's keep focusing first on this specific issue. Based on this, does it have anything to do with us? We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds enkli nitel el tzarach davar nitel. You're not allowed to pick it up unless for the dvar muksa. We pass and you can. So what does this have to do with us lamaisa? So Tosfos continues and says, back to our Tosfos. Umikan poskin. Taha de kaimel and de davar shemlato liser asur. Right, we paskin that generally muksas cannot be used moved at all, except if it's a klisha malachtel iser, which is not really muksa. I think we spoke about that a little bit in Masechah Shabbos. A knife, a scissors, a stapler, anything, any of the klisha malachtel isers. So generally, those can be moved. Letzarach gufa, letzarach makomo. If I want to use a scissors for a mutter purpose, I want to use a scissors to cut chicken. That's allowed on Shabbos. Right, I want to use a stapler to hold down my napkins because it's a windy day. So that's mutter. I want to, the pen is on the Shabbos table, and I want to put the plate down where the pen is. I'm allowed to move the pen, Tzarach Makomo. So I'm allowed to move a klisha malachta liser, Letzarach Gufa, Letzarach Makomo. So says Tosfos, but you know what we learned from this Gemara? Once I picked it up and it's in my hand, I could put it down wherever I want. I don't have to, take the pen and drop it as soon as I took it off the table. Once it's in my hand, I could go put it back where the pens are. I could go put the scissors back wherever I want. Once it's in my hand and I picked it up, a heter, says Tosfos, you can put it wherever you want. Just like Tosfos explained for Rabbi Yitzchak in Beit Sadaf Gimel and Psachim Davav. Even though you don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak, but the same yisod would apply. Once I picked up a dvar muksa, in quotes, a klisha b'achta l'iser, once I picked that up a heter, then I'm allowed to put it down wherever I want. And that is the way we pass it. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shinches is the siman of one of the simanim of muksa. Shin Yudches is Bishul, Shinches, Sif Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch. Called Klisha Malachtel Isser. Mutul Taltalo, Bein Sarach Gufa, Bein Sarach Makomo. And he quotes examples. Umutulo Litomi Shamul Anicho Be'eze Makom Sheyirtse. And you can put it down wherever you want. Right? That's based on the Tosfos. Once it's in your hand, you can put it down wherever one wants. The question is, can we expand this Yisod? In other words, what does Tosfos say? Klisha Malachtel Isser, picked up Lasarach Gufa, Lasarach Makomo. How far does that go? So the Magen Avraham extends it. Magen Avraham says, there, in Siman Shin Ches, Sif Zayin, says the Magen Avraham, Dekivan Shehu Biyado, Rashay Lataltalo Yoser. Venirali, Diafilu Shachach, Venatla Biyado, Rashay Lataltalo Yoser. What if I picked up the Muksa by accident? Not because I had a heter to do it. I forgot it was Shabbos. I forgot it was Shabbos, or I forgot this was Muksa, I forgot what I was doing. I was shachach. I picked it up, not with a with a halacha keter. Still there too, I'm allowed to be metaltalit. I'm allowed to metaltalit more. And the Magen Avraham also says in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, in here still in Arachayim, there the Shulchan Aruch discusses what about doing a bris mila, on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch. We don't paskin that machshire mil or docha Shabbos. If I forgot to bring the knife, and the only way I can bring it is through a rishos harabim on Shabbos, okay, you got to be docha the mila. You can't push off the mila to be able to do it, to violate even machshire mila. Says the Magen Avraham, here, quoting Yaradeya, what does the Moel do with the special mila knife right after he uses it on Shabbos? The mila knife is not a simple knife. It's what we would call muksa machmas chesron kis. It's a special type of knife that we wouldn't use for anything else. It's only used for its purpose. So says that, what are you supposed to do? So says the Magen Avraham, look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeya, it's in Reis Samachvav, mutu l'taltel asakin l'achra amila. You're allowed to be mutaltel asakin. Lach zero, you can put it, the mall has to, does he have to drop it as fast as he can? Or could he go and put it back in his bag? So The Rama quote, I'll read it in, the Shulchan Aruch in Reisamach, here it is, Reisamach Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch now in the Rama in Yeridea, Mutul Tatal Yizemel Acher Amila, Lahatsnio Bechatzar HaMa'urav, Afagav Deino Tzarech Lo Od Boso Shabbos. To hollow hooks have been ashbashas to me akar da yitzarch lo boso Shabbos kei nirali. The Rama seems to say that it's not even muksa because when Shabbos started, you had in mind to use it on Shabbos, and therefore you could put it wherever you want. The Magen Avraham connects this to our case. Once muksa is in your hand, then you can put it wherever you want. You can put it wherever you want. So the Magen Avraham, number one, expands it to a case not only have you picked it up a heter, but if you forgot. And number two, not only by Eklisha Malach Dola Isser, but even by Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Even by the more serious Muksas that the Magen Avraham says, any Muksa B'yado has this heter. The Magen Avraham, though, points out a potential problem with this discussion. Potential problem with this discussion, that's the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hey, discusses that it used to be, in the days of old, that they used to have tkios that they sounded on Erev Shabbos to announce, you know, when Shabbos is. They didn't have watches in those days, so they had a question of when they have to go in from the field, when they have to close the stores. So they had a whole this. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Naf Lamed Hey. So sheish tkios token Erev Shabbos. They stopped hoeing and plowing in the field. When they blew the second time, the ones who were closer to the city comes in. When they blew the third time, the stores started closing. The whole process. And the last ones were mamish at Shabbos, to tell people it was Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar Biyozi Rechadida, Shamati, Shimbala Hadlik Achar Sheish Tkios Madlik. I heard that even if you want to light candles right after the sixth blow, the last one, you can still light candles. Why? Shahari nasnu chachamim shir lachazan akneses laholich shofar labeso. Because really they gave a few minutes, a few seconds to allow the gabbai who's blowing to put his shofar back wherever he needs to put it back. So they blew a few seconds early. So if you're really stuck and you want to do alakas there, a few seconds after the tzkiyas, you still can. Oh my lo, they said to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, imkena sazad v'rachal shiurin. Then you've made something that doesn't have a specific objective standard. What everybody's going to think, this gabbai lives far away from where he blows, and this gabbai lives close. So everybody always has time to go back home. That nobody's going to have any idea. You can't say it's such a subjective, unknown time period that people could focus on. Ella, makam tsanua yeshlo lechazan haknesses brosh gago. Where he blew, on the top of his roof, he has a place. So shaman yek shofar, right? When he blows, he drops it. He puts it down right there. Because you can't be metatal it. So that's why they there was a place right there. 1 second, ask the Magen Avraham. Right? If I hold that once you have something in your hand, so then you're allowed to be metatal wherever you want, so what's the difficulty here? Right? We're saying, they had to be mesakin it to blow early enough so he has time to take it home. So what at Shabbos? He was allowed to pick it up. What's the problem? So the Magen Avraham says it's still better not to be enact this every week, to have to rely on this, right? It's mutter, you're right, it would be mutter, but it's still not something that we should rely on every single week. This is a third example, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham now extends it to three separate cases, right? What was this last case? Let's work backwards. The last case was you picked it up before Shabbos. That's the third type of case. So is that better or is that worse than, let's say, the first case we discussed? If you picked it up a heter, you picked it up l'sarach gufa l'sarach makomo. You picked up, you were allowed to pick it up on Shabbos. So, on the one hand, there you have an explicit heter of the Torah. But on the other hand, it was still Shabbos. Maybe Higbiya Lefei Shabbos is better, because it wasn't even Shabbos yet. But the Magen Avraham extends it in all three cases. Whether you picked it up before Shabbos, whether you picked it up a heter on Shabbos, and even if you forgot, and you picked it up on Shabbos, that would be okay to put it wherever you want. You don't have to drop it. He doesn't go as far as to say, what about Mezid? What if you picked it up Be'isra, then you want to do Tshuva? That you probably have to drop right away. But either way, this is all the Magen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon is not happy with this answer. And he thinks the Rama and the Magen Avraham are both wrong. He thinks they're wrong. You should not extend Tosfos. The Gra is not going to argue on Tosfos, but he's fine arguing with the Magen Avraham and with the Rama. The Gra says, no, don't compare. Only a Hagba Beheter. Don't even compare it to Shachach. Says the Gra, you can't compare the two. Let me find the words of the Gra. Says the Gra, I think the Gra is here, is in Yeridaya. Or here, this is in Reis Samach Vav, that's if you have money in your, let me just read this also, the Ramah. There's another one I didn't read. Mishashachach kiso ala b'Shabbos. Let's say you forgot your wallet on Shabbos, in your pocket, and you're in your house. It's not a Mavir Dalet Amos issue. So, you have to like shake out your pants right here where you are in the dining room? Says Ramah, no, you could go into your bedroom and then shake out your pants. Like the Magen Avraham says, you forgot it inside your pocket, it is okay. The Magen Avraham says that's in Reis Samach Vav. So it's the Magen Avraham all over. And the Ramah says the Gra, Aval. He quotes Mem Gimel Tzarch Makomo Alma. Kibin Shu Kineg Bekfar Biyado Yachal Licho B'chal Makom Sheyirtsa. Vein Bo Isher Titzel. Aval Lo Nira. The Sham says the Bira Gra. I don't think this is right. If you forgot it in your pocket, or you forgot totally picking it up. The Sham in Tosis's case has cholas atiltul hu beheter. You have a separate heter to pick it up. Klisha malachdul iser can be picked up. So gublas rabba komo. V'kol hatiltul hu beheter. Masha'in kein kan shebe iser hu v'umisha achal. So there, you shouldn't apply it. And then the Gra quotes two rayas. Number one, he quotes the Gemara Shabbos Lamed Hey. Ready? Quotes the Gemara that we just mentioned about the tkiyas. That proves them wrong. Why do they have to drop it? And then he quotes misha achal shum v'recho nodev v'chulu. What's he quoting here? Brachas nun aleph. The Gemara there says, if somebody eats without making a bracha, what should he do? The Gemara says, what? He ate without making a bracha. Somebody eats garlic and his breath smells. He should eat more garlic to make his breath smell more? Not 100% clear what that means, but it could mean that if somebody is still eating and he didn't make a bracha at the beginning, what, he should still not make a bracha? Or it means he already finished eating. Now he should make a bracha. Basically means you did one thing wrong, you should do another thing wrong. So that's what the Gemara is quoting here. You picked it up without a heter. So you should continue. So the Vilna Gaon assumes you have to drop it right away. Drop it right away if you forgot. Drop it right away against the Magen Avraham and against the Gra, right? And against the Ramah, right? That is the Gra. The Gra also in Yaradeya on that Ramah by the Mila knife. He also argues there. He argues Dafka in the case that Tosfos is talking about. There he has a different formulation of the argument. Only by a klisha malachdo la'isser do you have this. And we discussed this back in Masechta Shabbos. Klisha malachdo la'isser is a different type of muksa than all other muksas. Right? It's dafka. It's the only muksa that you have a heter to pick it up in certain circumstances. Tzorach gufa, tzorach makomo. Right? The others you don't. The dafka klisha malachdo la'isser she'edo muksa. She'mutal tzalda tzorach gufa makomo. Rak mechamal letzel aser. It's very limited, the isurim. Masha'en kein, regular muksas, chesr and kiss, and maksmachus iser, or other isurim. So the Vilna Gaon is much more limited. The Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Masechta Shabbos, Sin Malamed Tes says, according to the Gra, muksa is a chefsa shel iser. And therefore, every step you take with it is going to be a problem. You have to drop it. To drop it, just like if you're eating something not kosher, you have to spit it out. Oh, once it's in your mouth, it's in. No! It's treif! And therefore, here too, says the Minchas Asher, the be'isser muksa have etzem atiltal isser, u'muksa hu chefsa de'isura da'asul ataltalo, v'yimkein over b'chol tiltal kolshehi, v'ein klal svara lahatir tiltulo, v'shum shu kfar b'yado. It's ready in your hand? No! Right, you're ready, misha'achal shum, u'ma svara, v'yesh lahatir bazeh. Well, there's no svara. So therefore, he says that it is not allowed. You have to drop it right away. That's the Gra. Only Hischel Beheter and only Eklisha Malakta Lisser, those are the two that are focused on. What about the Magen Avraham? So that's the Svara for the Gra. It's like a Chefsa di Isura, and therefore you have to drop it right away. The Magen Avraham has no problem with expanding Tosfos. Right? Not only if you picked it up a Heter, even if you forgot and it's already in your hand, even if you picked it up before Shabbos, right? The Magen Avraham has no problem. So the Ar Sameach says in Perach of Dalid, maybe we know, we didn't get to this today, but we know one of the reasons for Muksa, the Gemara seems to say this, the Ravid says this, is connected to Hotsa'ah, connected to carrying out, to Rishus HaRabim. So maybe if you picked it up without an Akira HaMechayeves, right, we know for Hotsa'ah you need an Akira and a Hanacha. You need to have in mind to take it out. So here, if you picked it up by accident, there's no Akira HaMechayeves there. You're missing the Akira. And if Tiltul Muksa is connected to Hotza'ah, so then that's why. They weren't, you're not in the world of Muksa slash Hotza'ah if the beginning of the, if the Hagbah itself was not a problem. Or you might say a different formulation, Muksa, the focus of Muksa is the Hagba'ah Be'isr, not the Tiltul Be'isr. That was the Kavanah of Chazal. When they created the world of Muksa, the real Isr was the picking it up. They don't want you to be involved in this. Once it's in your hand, that's just a secondary aspect. But the real Isr is the Hagba'ah itself. So number one is the Ar Sameach, maybe it's connected to Hotza'ah. Number two is the Hagba'ah is the focus. And one other point that also Rav Asher Weiss mentions in that piece, maybe being metaltal muksa is a problem, right? Moving muksa is a problem. But if we could label what you're doing is not transferring muksa, it is putting away what's in your hand. That's how we're looking at what you're doing. You're not moving muksa, you're putting it away. So then maybe that's not included. That's not a be'isr. Because that's siluk. That's not tiltal. And therefore, the Magen Avraham would say, once you're putting it away, you're putting it away. That's not included in the Isser of Tiltul. So those three svaras for the Magen Avraham. But either way, this is a machlokas, a poskim. Again, we should, lechatchila, try to be careful about picking up muksa. So for sure, we have the heter of the most basic heter. Kalisha malachtal Isser, sorakufa sorakbakom, you can put wherever you want. The other muksas, maybe one should be machmir, since the Gra is very upset at the heter. Okay, we will stop here.